The views and opinions expressed during this broadcast are those of the presenters and are not shared by Jukasa Radio or its affiliations.
It's time for Indie Pow, an hour of Indigenous power here on Jukasa Radio 93.5.
Sego, Skeno, Layla Black in the house for Indie Pow. Every Tuesday night from 7 to 8 p.m., they let this crazy chick take over the radio waves. And Indie Pow, if this is the first time you've heard the show and you're like, what the heck is Indie Pow? Indie Pow stands for Indigenous Power. And my whole goal here is to share something, a lesson, a story, a teaching, an idea, a concept, an interview that's going to have a positive impact on your life. Okay. So tonight, like I told you last week, we're going to be talking about public speaking. Did you know that most people would rather die than speak in front of people? It's the number one fear in the world is public speaking. And I get asked a lot to MC events or to speak on stage or share my story or train for a workshop. And people ask me all the time, Layla, how did you get so good at speaking on stage? So I want to share with you guys a couple of tips, a couple of tricks, and hopefully inspire you to start telling your stories, to start thinking about what your story is and what value you can bring by sharing it. Okay, so don't go anywhere. Keep it locked. We got lots coming at you here on 93.5 Jukasa Radio.
You asked for it, we listened, and we got you. Get a little crazy with us. Nothing but hits. Break the all. Jukasa Radio 93.5.
Welcome back to Indie Pow. This is your host, Layla Black. I hope everybody's having an awesome night. An awesome Tuesday. So tonight we're talking about public speaking, and it's because I get asked all the time, how did you get so good on stage? How are you never nervous? How do you speak in front of thousands of people and you don't look like it bothers you at all? And I'll tell you guys, I wasn't always like that. I used to be really shy, really nervous to speak out loud, afraid of what would people think, afraid of making a mistake, afraid of looking stupid, all of these fears that kept me in my own head. And one of the ways that I really started to overcome that was by starting to tell my story of defeating the mean girls in my head, of finding my own confidence, of my body image issues, of my intergenerational trauma. All of these things, I started to talk about real things that I knew, right? Things that I've been through, things that I've experienced, things that I didn't have to memorize or think about, right? They were just part of me. And it started to get a lot easier, especially when I realized that my story mattered, right? I would have people come up to me saying, oh my gosh, you know, you inspired me and you made me feel like you were talking directly to me, or you were telling my story up there. And just hearing that gives you more motivation to go on. So I want to share with you one of the tips that I use a lot, and this is the power of the pause. So a mentor once told me that he was teaching me how to be a closer, right? How to close more sales, how to close more deals. And he said, you ask a question and then you pause. And whoever speaks first loses. So you ask a question and then you pause. Even that right there, didn't that feel a little bit weird? Weren't you like just wanting to talk back to me or wondering like what the heck happened to her? So there's like this innate human response to silence, especially when we're in a conversation or something and we want to fill it, right? We want to fill that silence. So one of my tips is when you start your talk, when you're getting up on stage, you're on the podium or you're on the microphone, is just to pause. Start your talk in silence. It will draw people into you. So they're curious, right? Like, oh, what's this guy got to say? Or, you know, what's happening? No one's speaking. And they just focus in and pay attention. Okay, so guys, stick with me. I got more tips for you. If you are a public speaker, you're going to want to pay attention. Or if you've ever thought, hey, I would love to get up on stage and share my story. Or, hey, I would love to start a Facebook fan page and share my story. Definitely reach out to me. I am a real person on Facebook, in the Facebook world, Layla Black. Okay, so find me, send me a message, and tell me, hey, I've got a story to tell. What do I do? What's my next step? And I would love to help you on that journey together. So don't go anywhere. I got more coming at you here on 93.5 Jocasa Radio.
Wanna ride now?
Ride with me.
Let's ride.
We got nothing but the hits.
The best in hip hop.
Jocasa Radio 93.5.
Welcome back. Layla Black here, your host of Indie Pow. And tonight we're talking about public speaking. So I get asked a lot to MC events or to speak on stage or teach workshops. And I will tell you guys that public speaking, it didn't always come easy to me. And it was something that I was very nervous about and very freaked out about. And I remember being up on stage the very first time and my knees were shaking so bad. I swear people could see. I'm like, there's no way you can't see my legs shaking right now. Like, I am trembling. And I forgot everything that I was going to say. I forgot my entire speech. I was training on Facebook marketing. I ended up just telling my story. And I thought I totally bombed it, right? It was the first time I'd ever spoke on stage. And then I had this woman come up to me afterwards in the hallway. And she said, Layla, your story inspired me. She's like, right now I am living in the back of my beauty salon. I've lost my home. I'm at the lowest point in my entire life. And just listening to you, listening to how you came from the basement of a bar as a university dropout, drug addict, alcoholic, and you've been able to create this digital empire for yourself without any experience, you know, without any proper education, it inspired me. And when she said that to me, well, she actually asked me to sign her book. And it was one of the first time I'm like, you really want my signature? So it was one of the first times that I had spoke on stage and I thought it was terrible. But realizing that, hey, my story was what mattered. That's what impacted this woman. Not all my Facebook secrets and ninja marketing stuff, but really who I am. Okay, so if you get a real firm grasp on who you are, then you'll be able to speak on stage anywhere. Okay, so one of the tips I have for you is to make eye contact one person at a time, okay? People will sense your energy and people will pick up on your authenticity. And if you're just blatantly staring out, you know, past people, they will feel that. However, if you can look one person in the eye and really connect with them as you're speaking, even the people that you're not looking at, they will feel that. They will feel that. So pick a person, look them in the eye when you're talking, then switch to another person, look them in the eye when you're talking. And this adds that personal connection element to your public speaking talk. Okay, so keep it locked, guys. I got more tips for you, more ideas that you can implement into your public speaking. If you've ever thought about being a public speaker, one of the greatest places to start is Facebook. I'm going to tell you guys a story after the break about a Facebook account I just started 2 days ago for a friend of mine, and he already has like 200 likes and getting tons of action on Facebook. And he's 80 years old, right? He's 80 years old. So don't go anywhere. I got more. Indie Pal will be right back here on 93.5 Jocasa Radio.
Radio 93.5.
Welcome back. Layla Black, your host here on Indie Pow every Tuesday night. And we're talking tonight about public speaking. It's like the number one fear in the world is public speaking or speaking in front of people. So I wanted to share some of the tricks that I use, right? Because I do a lot of public speaking. For the last 7 years, I've been speaking on stages in front of tens of thousands of people. I think the biggest audience that we were at was the Miami Heat Arena. Okay, so I was on stage at the Miami Heat Arena. There was 20,000 people in that audience. It was absolutely insane. So I know what I'm talking about, right? And I really want to encourage you guys to understand that just because you've never done it before doesn't mean that you don't have a story inside of you. Your story matters. Your experiences matter, and they can help someone else. And when you think about it like that, you're doing a disservice if you don't tell your story, right? So the one tip I wanted to share on this segment, and this is something I actually struggle with. It's something that I am working on. And this is speaking extra slow. Okay, so as you know, if you've listened to the show before, you know that I tend to talk kind of fast and things kind of go really, really fast, a million miles a minute. However, if there's something important, something that I want to draw your attention to and really make you pay attention, I'm going to slow it down. Right? So if you have something really important that you want to hit home, you want to drive this home in your speech, you want to slow down. However, throughout your entire talk, you really should slow the pace down. I know sometimes I get a little crazy and things tend to get fast. However, pulling yourself back and just slowing it right down to the core of who you are and really connecting with your energy and letting that come out, this will create more impact with your audience. Before the break, I told you guys about a friend of mine who I had recently, just 2 days ago, I started a Facebook fan page for him. He's 80 years old. His name's Geronimo Henry, and he is a survivor of the Mohawk Institute, the Mush Hole, the residential school in Brantford. And he does tons of talks. He goes to schools, he goes to universities, he goes to organizations, he's telling his story all of the time. But he didn't have anything set up online. He doesn't even have Facebook. So I set him up with a fan page, and within the first 2 days, he's at almost 200 likes. We just did his first Facebook Live today. So I definitely encourage you guys, if you're out there, go check out Geronimo Henry on Facebook, give him a like, show him some love, because these stories, as I've been working with a lot of the survivors from the residential schools and helping them to tell their stories, whether it's, you know, in front of students at a school or on a Facebook Live, on social media, really helping them to understand the significance and the power of their story. And the more that I hear them, the more I'm like, oh man, we all got to hear these stories. We all got to be exposed to the experiences that they've had, because we can learn, we can grow, we can heal ourselves, right? Understanding where some of these traumas came from. So definitely give him some love. Check it out. The last thing I want to share with you guys as far as tips for public speaking is to have gratitude, right? In our ancestral beliefs, if we follow the medicine wheel teachings, we start with gratitude and we finish with gratitude, right? So starting off your speech with that acknowledgement of the land, acknowledgement of Mother Earth, acknowledgement of everyone that's there, that Thanksgiving, and really setting the tone of gratitude in your speech. And then at the end, right? One of my mentors told me that applause are a gift. Applause are a gift. And when you receive a gift, you show gratitude for that, right? So thanking people for giving you their time, thanking people for listening and paying attention, and just thanking them for the opportunity to speak in front of you, it will allow them to feel appreciated. And it's important that your audience really feels appreciated. So thank you, right? Thank you so much for hanging out with me and supporting Indie Pow week after week for the last 3 years. I can't believe we've been doing this long. And if you guys want more information, if you're like, hey, Layla, I have a story to tell. I have an experience that could help someone else. I want to learn how to become a public speaker. I want to learn how to start my own fan page, right? Like we started this fan page for Geronimo 2 days ago. He already had two people inboxing him to speak at their school, and he had people writing recommendations and sharing and commenting, and he doesn't even have Facebook, right? So it's just going to me. But yeah, it shows you the power and the leverage that you can create when you really, truly connect with the fact that you have a story, because you do. Your story matters. What you've been through, what you've experienced, it could make a difference. Telling our story allows us to heal as individuals, and it also allows us to make a difference to other people. So it's definitely truly important. And when we think about our ancestors, the indigenous people of this country, and how important storytelling was, right? Every night there would be stories by the fire. Every lesson was told through a story. We spent the time to sit and listen to each other and visit and talk, right? Which is almost like a dying art in these days, is the actual the actual ability to sit down with someone and speak face to face with them. So allowing yourself to get back in touch with that, you know, allowing yourself when you go to visit someone, putting your phone away, or when someone comes over, you're like, hey, let's put our phones away and let's just chat. And really creating that communication is vital. It's vital on so many levels. So guys, thanks so much for hanging out with me. I appreciate you. I hope you take some of these strategies and some of these ideas and you start really, really getting in touch with your own story and what you've been through and how it can make a difference. All right. So that's a wrap for Indie Pal this week. We will see you next Tuesday here with Layla Black on Indie Pal on 93.5 Jocasa Radio.